I sped into a parking stall at Legacy Assisted Living House on Saturday. I was late. I was rushed. My mind was whirling with a million questions and anxieties.
Did I get everything
for
my
sister's
door?
Christmas present?
Do I even have enough money to get everything that
I
need to do today?
For dinner? And with all these things to get done and to check on, I was there to write a story about the American Festival Chorus enacting a marathon day of caroling to assisted living centers and charity events around the city. But upon arriving to report on how the day was progressing, I was handed a packet of music. And even though the show had already started, I was asked if I wanted to join the choir. At first, I was hesitant. I was there to report on the event, not perform in it. But as the carolers kept crooning, I could not not sing. Many tired eyes with a lifetime of emotions written on them were bright and aware, awakened by the music. Others gently swayed to the tunes, or if they could no longer sing full out, whispered the well-worn words on their lips. The power in the room was palpable, and I was pulled in. Mid-show, chorus member and director for the day, Randy Wellbaum, recounted an event from earlier in the day that epitomized the experience I was having.
If I may, I want to share an additional story. This one doesn't come from 200 and some odd years ago. This one comes from just a couple hours ago. We have been doing some caroling to other assisted living and retirement communities throughout the valley earlier today, and our very first stop was at the Sunshine Terrace. There was an elderly lady there. She couldn't hardly formulate a complete sentence. And after we were done singing our entire set, then she says, "Let me sing something to you." And she sang all three verses of Silent Night with absolutely no mistakes in the words or anything. It was just absolutely lovely.
I later asked him about the experience for him.
I think the music has a way of touching people's hearts that none other can. I believe that also there's something magical about Christmas season. And when you're out singing Christmas carols to other individuals, it just is a great way to be able to connect with them, and it just brightens their day.
He said caroling is a way to give back to the community, to give the gift of music to those that can't come to their concerts.
One of my really favorite parts has been being able to visit with the individuals at each of the assisted living homes. Each of them is just so sweet and has their own background story. It's fun just being able to connect with them on a one-to-one basis and seeing how important music is in their lives as well.
After the performance, I had the chance to talk with some of the residents, like Aloma, and I'd have to say it was my favorite part as well.
Are you excited for Christmas?
I guess.
Yeah?
If we get some snow, it'll be more like Christmas.
After performances at 10, 1, 2, 3, and 4 o'clock, the final event of the day for American Festival Chorus was to sing at the mall as a fundraiser for the Community Abuse Prevention Services Agency, or CAPSA. Not only were they able to raise money for a good cause, but I think the choir embedded a bit of the Christmas spirit into the shoppers and workers as well. Teenagers, who just moments before were loudly joking around with their friends, stood still. Families congregated. A restaurant employee leaned over the counter to catch a glimpse. A stressed-looking middle-aged man in business attire slowed his pace. All were transfixed. I asked onlooker Amanda Hagman why she stopped.
I love the music of, like, Christmas time and how it's just, like, joyful and uniting. And it was such great music. Like, it just kind of was show-stopping, so you had to stop and listen.
By the time we sang the last carol, in the middle of the mall, it was hours after I had planned to leave. But I was not disappointed with how my day had turned out. My heart was full of joy, and it was a remarkable experience seeing the change in others as well.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy